So from 2012 to 2016, and Mars, where Curiosity, the explorer, is already moving about, making discoveries. This is Professor Tom Pike at Imperial College.
Curiosity really pulled off a stunner in being able to get down in one piece in a completely untested system. They only had one chance to do it, and they got it right. Our hope for the InSight mission, this is the 2016 mission, we didn't have to feel quite so optimistic because we'll be going down on a refly of the Phoenix lander system. So the risks are much less than we saw with Curiosity. But JPL ran Phoenix, JPL are running Curiosity, and JPL will be running InSight. And there's nothing like having with you a team that has got such a good average of getting down onto Mars, because generally it's a very risky business.
Jet Propulsion Lab, based in Pasadena, and we saw them doing all their cheering in their blue gear, jumping up and down and high fives and hugging each other. But as you say, in 4 years' time, is that a long time to wait?
We'll be impatient towards the end, but at the moment we're more frightened than impatient, because although there are 4 years until we launch, we have to deliver our part of a seismic system, and we have to deliver that to France, where it's going to be integrated with other seismometers. Then that has to be put onto the deck of the lander with a deployment mechanism produced in Pasadena. And then the lander has to be put finally on top of a rocket. So those 4 years get cut back until really our final delivery is in just about 2 years' time. So the clock is already running, and it seems quite fast.
Before I ask you about what it will actually do on Mars, why does it have to be all ultra clean?
Well, we're producing a silicon microseismometer, and to be able to produce the performance that we think we'll need on Mars, it needs to be very, very sensitive. And that means it's got to pick up the very lowest level of vibrations. To do that, we need to have an extremely flexible suspension. We're actually machining the silicon until the springs themselves are about half the width of a human hair. Now, once you start trying to machine structures at that sort of resolution, the slightest bit of dust that gets into the system can completely gum up the works. They can do everything as you're fabricating it. Your spring will have holes in it, or indeed it'll get into some vital moving part. We have a moving mass on this spring, mean that we don't get the exquisite sensitivity that we really need. So it's critical that we have a really clean environment while we're fabricating and also putting together this system.
And something of that delicacy has got to travel all the way for 8 months to another planet. My gosh, incredible, isn't it?
Well, the travelling is in fact the easy part. It's the getting up and coming down again at the beginning and the end that puts the greatest stress onto the system, especially the coming down. We, just like with Curiosity, where they talked about 7 minutes of hell coming in, all landers have to drop their speed from 14,000 miles an hour down to zero as they come down onto the surface. And the shocks that come out when you deploy parachutes, when you turn on retro rockets, when you get rid of the aeroshell, this very tightly choreographed sequence to enable you to get down in one piece, these shake you around. And although our seismometers designed to measure 1 nanog, so that's 1/1,000,000th of the Earth's gravity, they've got to take hundreds of G's of shock. And so the same springs that have got to move by very, we hope, measurable amounts to these very small accelerations have not got a break when they see accelerations which are, what's that, 1 trillion times higher.
Well, there the difficulty is, why go to all these lengths to measure the earthquakes, if you like, the Mars quakes at such a distance? Why is it important?
The only real way of looking at the deep interior of another planet is what we have done on Earth, and that is to use seismometers. Whereas we use light when we're in the atmosphere to do our imaging, we're looking for vibrations of the Earth itself when we're looking at the deep interior. And this is where a seismic system is able to act as our eyes. This is a method that's been used on Earth now for the last century or so, and it has shown us the layering that we have, the core, the mantle, the crust, and enables us to piece together on Mars. Well, we hope we have Mars quakes, but nobody knows for sure, not until we get there. We do know that we have meteorite impacts, and we also know that the planet is contracting. It's cooling down after its formation 4.5 billion years ago, and as it contracts, just like a radiator warming up and cooling down, it clicks, and we can pick up those clicks. And this is what was used, for instance, on Apollo. And as we get more and more of these Mars quakes and meteorite impacts, we will get an idea of the layering of Mars and be able to compare that to the Earth.
Tom Pike is a reader in electronic engineering at Imperial College in London, with just a short time before his own 7 minutes of terror in 2016.